Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Of course, our two great websites. Fantastic broadcast as usual today. One of the most important, I don't know, especially this time, and you'll hear a couple stories we'll talk about. I don't know if there's any more important guest than our second hour. And you combine that with our first guest, who's exceptionally important, and one of our absolute favorite, Wayne Elliott's waiting on the phone. We're going to get to him shortly. Richard Mack from CSPOA, the second hour. There's some big news going on in Virginia. There's some big news in some of these sheriffs. Did you see what the sheriff said in Washington? You're going to hear about it. This is big news. You feel overwhelmed. You're not sure what to do or what people can do. Sheriffs are doing something, and you're going to hear about it second hour. Wayne Elliott will be joining us here. Of course, Uncle Kevin riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Well, very good. Yeah, across the world, no matter where it is. In Canada, the Great White North, we have the second greatest Canadian ever.
Second greatest.
On the phone. Let's go over your news stories real quick. These are a couple of big stories. Just quickly go over them.
CDC finds only 6% of coronavirus deaths are solely from COVID.
Now, we've talked about this a little bit. For a couple of days, this has been out there. This is the CDC's own statistics. This is not the Power Hour saying this. Nope. This is the CDC. 6% of deaths are caused by COVID alone.
Yeah. It's like that in Austin. They had over 4,000 cases in Austin, and when they had an audit on it, it went down to 89. Remember?
I mean, the accuracy of these numbers is so, I mean, to say it's suspect would be generous.
It's criminal. That's what it is.
Right.
It's downright criminal.
I mean, criminal is probably a more accurate word, but to say it's suspect and inaccurate would be generous, I think.
Yeah. As COVID-19 pandemic continues, the death toll continues to rise, especially in the United States, where more than 180,000 people have died since it began.
However, allegedly.
Yeah. Here comes the however. However, a new figure released by the Center of Disease Control has created a stir, especially after it was retweeted by the president. The CDC updates provision counts on deaths that have occurred from COVID-19 on August 26th. And in the session on comorbidity, they revealed that only 6% of the deaths were caused just by the virus.
Well, there you go. 6% of the deaths that they said.
So that's what we've been saying.
We're talking 10,000 people.
Yeah, 10,000 people.
Literally in America, you know, in the world, we're talking in America.
Yes.
CDC
yep.
is saying that 10,000 people were killed by COVID. That's what they're saying.
That's right.
10,000 people. Our whole economy is shut down.
I think 140,000 get killed every year by tuberculosis. And we don't even have tuberculosis
and nobody even knows that.
Nobody even knows that. It's all the people coming up from South America.
Let's go over a couple other stories before we get to Wayne. Wayne needs a comment on these two. So let's get these other couple stories.
Let's see which one here. Australian pregnant woman arrested in her own home over anti-lockdown Facebook post. Shocking video.
Okay, this headline right there
infuriates you.
You know, sometimes I get a little upset. But, ladies and gentlemen, you know, so at some point, I don't know what to tell you. This is Australia.
This is Australia.
This is a first world country.
Yes.
Supposedly, we have some kinship with them. They were started as a penal colony, much like the United States colonies, Georgia,
yes.
The colony of Georgia. That's what Georgia was.
Mm-hmm.
We have a similar foundation. They did not break free from Britain.
Yeah, they even had to use a warrant. So, you know, you think they're semi-civilized, you know?
This lady, pregnant woman, was sick of the lockdown. Now, you got to understand, they're locked down.
They're locked down.
They are locked down. This isn't we're arguing about wearing a mask at Walmart.
Nope.
They are locked down.
Yep.
And you see the difference between the United States and some of these other countries. We are literally, I cannot state this any more clearly, we are living off the fumes of what our founding fathers did 250 years ago. It is because they had the guts to sign the Declaration of Independence and create a covenant on this union, on this nation, that we have some semblance of freedom more so than Australia.
Yeah, absolutely.
I cannot make this any more clear. This is the most important political document we have seen in at least millennium, and it is the difference. In Australia, a pregnant woman was upset that she has to be in her home 23 hours a day.
Yes.
If she goes to the grocery store too much, she's a pregnant woman, maybe if she had the child, she'd have to go for diapers much more. She would get fined. She wanted to start a Facebook post. Hey, let's have a Facebook protest about this, about all this, and let's start rallying. She voiced her opinion about the conditions of this lockdown. And for her efforts, police came to her door with a warrant signed by some municipality there and stopped her. She said, fine, I'm pregnant, I'll take the post down. They said, no, you are going to jail.
Absolutely.
At what point do we take these mask threats seriously? Do we take these governors' nonsense seriously? At what point do we stop taking for granted our ability to speak and say these things? At what point will these sufferable occurrences become insufferable, as our founding fathers said?
Absolutely.
For that pregnant woman, these events, this thing, is now insufferable.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is she to do? What is the rest of her neighbors to do? The biggest story in the country, well, another out of Germany real quick. Police conduct nationwide child pornography raids. Germany is pulling the thread on the sweater, and they're finding the sweater is way bigger than they thought. Up to 30,000 people are now being investigated in this thread of this sweater that they have pulled on this child pornography raid. This is a massive issue. I am so happy that on Facebook what I have seen, the people said, we're sick of this virus. Let's talk about these kids being kidnapped.
Absolutely.
And so it is starting to get attention. This is a problem. Every other day, my wife will show me something from, somebody was at the Walmart and somebody tried to take their child, or they put a mark on her car or whatever.
Yeah.
This is a huge deal. Be aware. And it's also people are doing something about it. You want to pray for something? Pray for these children. Pray for God to stop these people. This is terrible. The biggest story of the day, and I'll introduce Wayne, and then we'll get to the biggest story of the day. I want to get his reaction to it. This is the biggest story. This is such a good story, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent.
Wayne Elliott, of course, is our great friend from the Power Mall. He's a health advocate, longtime health advocate, couple plus decades. He is describing a lot what's going on with the Strauss products, what it's done to him, the revolutionary health benefits it's been for him and all the people that he has seen. He talks about it extensively. It's a fantastic to have him on. Wayne Elliott, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel, and congratulations, boys. Just listening to you report the news took me back 45 years to before the football game when I was in a barely controlled rage. Boy, I'll tell you, first of all, I am grateful for that CDC report, and all I can say is finally, Jim Strauss, once again, never wrong, not in my knowledge in 25 years. And he'd also said we've handled it the wrong way. If it were as bad as they said it was, and we all knew for a long time now that these numbers were skewed. But I'll say this, boys. I mean, boy, that's bittersweet news because this is a crying shame what's happened.
Oh my gosh. It's a crying shame.
The debt, the lost jobs, the lost homes, the destroyed chances for young people going to school and so forth, missing sports seasons, that would have killed me as a kid, missing school, virtual teaching,
Let's have some good news. It's something else.
We took ourselves right to the abyss on this one, boys.
Boy, you said that. You said a mouthful there. We do have a fantastic story out of South Dakota, out of all places. This is in South Dakota. There, you have states, Australia. I didn't read the story from the Australian Prime Minister talking about the vaccine, and says the Prime Minister of Australia, vaccine should be, quote, as mandatory as you can possibly make it. So the Prime Minister of Australia, who's already have people locked down in their homes, is now wanting to make it mandatory as you can make it. What that means, fill in the blank, I don't know. They've already been very heavy-handed. Now, in comparison, in South Dakota, this is an unbelievable important story. Unbelievably important story, ladies and gentlemen. Please pray for these people in South Dakota. South Dakota considers first state bill to outlaw all vaccine and medical mandates, not just vaccines. They've introduced a bill to not only end vaccine mandates in the state, but all future medical mandates that may be introduced in generations to come. This is in the congressional houses of South Dakota. All of them will stop. Who owns your body? The knee-jerk reaction and normal response for Americans is, I do. Well, is that true? Well, it certainly wasn't true in Australia for this pregnant lady. That is big news and well-needed, and hopefully this can spread your reaction to what they're doing in South Dakota.
Yeah, that's that's a wise move, in my opinion, that they're doing there, Daniel. This is a real. I've been pretty stressed myself as the news reports. You know, they're closer to the vaccine. There's one in America that they said on the news last night is promising results and so forth. I don't know, how far do we want to go for the flu? That's all I can say. And when the flu comes back again, and several hundred thousand people get it in Canada, and maybe millions in the United States, like every year, what are we going to do? Are we going to retest everybody? That must cost a few bucks.
What do we do?
But they've succeeded in that, Daniel. I think that was a big goal of someone's, and they've succeeded. In the Canada, I've told you this, and in the region of Niagara where I live, once the cases had dropped to, I believe it was 8 people infected, 8 out of a 500,000, no one hospitalized, and no new deaths, of which there were several hundred, not thousands or millions, they made wearing masks in public places mandatory now. And now they've gone so far as to you need to see a doctor. Look at the cost here. Just think about this, boys. You can't get doctors in Canada, not like you guys can. Costs you money, but we can't get them. You can need a doctor's card to prove that you can't wear a mask now. And so those struggling with lung issues and that, if they need to go to the grocery store or into the anywhere, doctor's office or the pharmacy or any place, they got to put a mask on whether it half kills them or not.
What happens if you're caught without wearing a mask? What do they fine you? Do they arrest you? What do they do right now?
I don't know. I didn't hear that part. I didn't wait to listen to it or read further. It's just but to require the card. My goodness. So if 37 million people in Canada got to see a doctor to get a card, that'll take the rest of my grandbaby's lifetime to have many people see a doctor. And you can only go to our doctors in Ontario for one thing. If you have arthritis in your knee and you have something wrong with your ear, you can only talk to the doctor about one of them per appointment. Now, that's a real efficient policy of our screwed up health system too, isn't it? While you're there, you can't talk about a second thing. You need another appointment. So how many people are going to, you know, I'm not going to the trouble of going to get a card. I don't know how, when I could see the doctor anyway, and I would like to think there might be more important things people are seeing their doctors for, but it's just proof, Daniel. They've scared so many people with this, and now we learn that, as we always knew, many of us, that these numbers have to be skewed. Well, Dr. Fauci basically guaranteed that with that letter to hospitals and doctors. That was the strongest piece of evidence, was the example they gave about the grandfather, the grandpa who dies in the hospital and doesn't know if he had COVID or not, wasn't tested, but if the grandson had been infected and recovered, the grandfather should be assumed to have died from COVID. That was outrageous to me. That's like saying, I've been talking to you boys on the telephone a lot, on the radio, so you must have it if I had it.
Well, how long does it take to get a doctor? Let's say you wanted an appointment, it wasn't some emergency, you wanted to get a doctor. How long would it take to get an appointment in Canada?
I don't know. I haven't had a personal doctor now in 20 years, Daniel. As they've retired, and it's very hard to draw doctors here because they don't make half what a doctor in the United States would make.
Yeah.
And in Ontario, they tell me, is very tough on the doctors. And so, you know, I can't answer your question. I don't know. Our company has a clinic, an emergency clinic that we use if one of the boys gets hurt or something, or we need a health check or a respiratory check so a person could wear a respirator. I don't know. I don't know what it takes. I just know there's many, many people in Canada that do not have a personal physician. So how good is that free system, boys?
Yeah,
I bet you want to sign up for that one, don't you?
Well, that reminds me of the sign here when they were talking about, you know, free health care here in America. It says, you think health care is expensive now, wait till it's free.
Yeah, the bumper sticker.
Wait till it's free and see how expensive it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know what was worse? What we've found here in Canada is the what you would call abuse, Daniel. You have children. If one of the children has a runny nose, the child's got a cold. You probably wouldn't go to the doctor with a cold. But in Canada, they people can say, I want a second opinion, or I want a specialist opinion, and you can't be denied it. You may be 6 months getting it, but you can't be denied it. So it's abused like crazy. I always thought if they just put a $3 fee or something on there, something where you have to pay to see the doctor instead of buying a cup of coffee at the drive-through that day, that it would curtail a lot of it. But you know, so the system doesn't work. I know the U.S. system is expensive and has its issues. A lot of the centers with the drug companies, the cost of some of these drugs is something else. But we're getting off topic here. I suspect we're going to hear all kinds of news coming up, Daniel, with all the madness and half the world at least upside down. Good news from South Dakota. Great news, that was, you read from the CDC. It's, I mean, thank God, right? We would be worried if we had a million people killed by a virus and it was actually killed from the virus. It'd be okay that some people are scared as they are, but when you look at this, so what's that mean, Kevin? I haven't had time to do the arithmetic or see the article that you're reading, but does that mean that we're still below the average annual influenza B death count?
Way below.
Way below.
Not even close.
Way below.
So this is just a tough flu that hung on. That's what it did. I mean, I talked to hundreds of people, Daniel. I'm sure you did too, that said they got something and they couldn't get rid of it. It was so stubborn, and
tired.
Their wife got it too.
Mm-hmm.
There were just tons of people way back in December, January, missing work, missing school, and they commented how tough and stubborn it was to get rid of. Well, I believe they all had this COVID flu virus.
That's
my belief.
Let's transition. We got about 3 minutes before the break. Let's transition to a new formula coming up, a prostate formula. We talked about it last week. I'm real excited. I know a lot of people who listen to the show are excited about prostate formula. We got about 2 minutes before the break, a little more, and then we'll go into it more on the other side. Let's start transitioning into that. Let's talk about this prostate formula. You know, how your experience, anywhere you want to go with it.
This is truly some great news, Daniel, that the prostate formula is very old formula, just like the cardio and the kidney, generations old, but that Strauss is manufacturing it again in a liquid form, fast-acting liquid form. This is just an incredible formula, and, the predictor, if you like, or the indicator that's generally used, to the best of my knowledge these days, is the P PSA count. It's a blood test. It now costs in Canada. It used to be included, but now it costs. But a PSA, I can't even tell you what PSA stands for off the top of my head, Daniel, but the PSA blood count is the cancer indicator for the male prostate. And when my dad was going to have to go for surgery years ago in Boston because his PSA count, despite whatever medications they had him on, pharmaceuticals, for 2 years as well he was on them, they weren't working and they were going to remove his prostate. And that's when I, because he'd had such great success with the Strauss heart drops and Boston canceled his open heart surgery, they canceled it. I convinced my dad that, you know, Dad, you got to try this with the prostate formula. Great results, great reports and testimonials from people. And he did. And his PSA count, Daniel, went down to like that of a young person. This was at about age, 65 or something, my dad, when the pills weren't working and they wanted to remove his prostate. And sure enough, my dad took it for 3 months, went back to Boston. Hadn't been for those heart drops, I'd have never convinced my dad. He was very, very afraid of cancer and loved doctors and believed in medicines and so forth. He was from that era. But because of the heart drops, he agreed to go along with me. And they of course, they did more than just take his PSA count at the Boston Medical Hospital. But all the checkup, the inspection, if you will, they told him he no longer needed it, the surgery. So, you know, I got some great personal. Then my PSA count was climbing years ago. This is 20 years ago. And doctor was concerned, and you know, I didn't do anything else about it. And as soon as I found out that Strauss had the prostate formula, I took it for 3 months, and I've not had an issue since. And whenever I do have a blood test, I do pay the extra funds for the PSA test. And it's still been good. But you know, Daniel, just like the kidney and the cardio, you can bet I'm going to take a course of the prostate as soon as I get my hands on it, on the first bottle, which will be soon. And I'm going to do a cleanse with that formula.
There's the music. More on the other side with Wayne Elliott, prostate formula. We'll find out what PSA really stands for, too. We'll let you know on the other side. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Town Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
Mall.com, that's the place where you get all the great products like Strauss Heart Drops, the most profound product we have ever sold from Joyce all the way up to now. It's been about 20 plus years now. The most profound product is the Strauss Heart Drops. With that, of course, the kidney support has come out recently. The CardioCom. I started taking the CardioCom. I hadn't taken it before. When I was young, the doctor said I had a murmur. He didn't tell me not to play sports or anything, but, you know, every once in a while I'll feel my heart flip or, you know, it feels like it flips. I started taking the CardioCom and I could start to feel something going on in my heart, just like I did when I took the Heart Drops. I mean, this stuff is unbelievable. This isn't like, you know, some you hear on TV and it's questionable ingredients and all. These products are some of the best, and I am dumbfounded that you're talking CardioCom. You're talking Thomas Jefferson was alive when this product was out.
Probably took it.
Yeah, maybe he took it. Yeah. Maybe he should have took it.
Yeah, exactly.
George Washington would have lived longer if he took some of this.
I don't know. You get bled pretty much.
Yeah, that's true. These are supremely quality products. Some of the greatest herbal minds of the 20th century. Jim, you're going to make a list. Jim Strauss is one of them. Jim Strauss is on them. The Strauss family, what they have accomplished, I cannot say enough. This is one of the big reasons we have Wayne on so much, because so many people, the number one cause of death in America is not COVID, despite what they want to tell you. It's heart disease. And one of the biggest changers of that dynamic we have seen, not only heart disease, diabetes. I mean, we're not making off the wall claims here. What we're saying is thousands of people have been scheduled for a heart bypass surgery. They take the Heart Drops and then the surgery got canceled. That's a fact. That's indisputable. Yeah. You tell me another product like that. You know, even the products that are out there. This is unbelievable. It's the first, and don't accept imitations because there are a lot of imitations. OxyLift, OxySulfur yesterday from Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, flooding your body with oxygen, very important minerals. Like Wayne always talks about, getting these minerals from the OxyLift. We've noticed, and he's reported, it's one of those things you got to take for a little while and your body starts to transition. You know, your body didn't get sick overnight. And so we're trained, I guess, by the medical profession, hey, just take this pill and this drug just acts quickly. Well, that's not how nature works. That's not how your body didn't get sick that quick. So it takes a while. You're going to reverse these things. You got to stay with it and stay diligent and make these changes, and then your body can correct. Your body can self-heal. It may not do it immediately, but it will do it if you give it the right things. That's what we've seen. Sherry Rogers, we've talked about this very much so. Of course,
big difference, Daniel, between dealing with the symptoms, like pharmaceuticals seek to do, alter your body's own functions to deal with the symptoms. Big difference between that and dealing with the root cause, the root problem. There's just a huge difference, you know.
Great point. Great point.
And that's the big difference. And that's why no one that you've ever heard says, hey, the blood pressure pills work. My doctor said I quit taking them. I've yet to hear that, and I've talked to a lot of people. And so there's the big difference, and you're right. It's a process, Daniel. It takes a while to get sick, and it sure takes a little while to get better. But I'll tell you, I felt a lot better, a lot faster than I got ill with the clogged arteries with the Strauss heart drops.
We got a couple other products I want to make you aware of before we get back to Wayne. The Tranquil product. Look, if you're on edge, you know, you just feel on edge, which a lot of people do these days, or if you're full on depressed. We're seeing this Tranquil formula by Dr. Pfeiffer is a big deal, and it's helping a lot of people. The REM sleep, if you wake up and you slept, you supposedly slept 8, 9, 10 hours, but you still, you know, hour after you're up, you're groggy, you just don't feel rested, try some REM sleep. If you don't go into the fourth stage of sleep, that real REM sleep, then your body can't fully repair. So if you're not getting there, again, this is like so many other products, if you're not getting there to that point, then what is going to get you there? Because you need it. And if you don't, then your body's just going backwards, 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 and backwards every night. And that's why you feel like you do. The REM sleep, so many people have been helped in their sleeping habits. And good sleep, good, deep, reparative sleep is essential to your overall health. And the Tranquil, let's take the edge off. Let's take stress off, see how you can deal with things a lot better, and help you live life and have some vitality and not have like an anchor over your life. We don't want that. Very important. Over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Wayne in this. Now, I have it here. Let me see if I can find it. I just had it a second ago. Well, I had it. What PSA stands for on this test is a protein-specific antigen. Protein-specific antigen. It is a protein made by cells in the prostate gland. And it's mostly found in semen, but a small amount is also found in the blood. It's measured in units and may be a screening test. That's questionable too. May indicate some cancer. It may not either. That's where we're finding that. But that's what PSA stands for. Prostate specific antigen. There you go, Wayne. You've learned something today.
Very good. I have. Unlikely to forget it by the time we hang up, but it's, it has been used as a cancer indicator in the past. And yeah, I just heard that report myself not long ago, Daniel. It's not foolproof, that test. You know, it's not always accurate, so you still could have prostate cancer. But it's the main indicator, as far as I know. And my experience with my dad and with others, with myself, with the Strauss formula was just great. And it just goes to the root of the problem. There's something I wanted to say that Strauss said that I always found interesting, and I don't think I've ever said it on the show before, like so many things Jim said nobody's ever heard before. But Jim always said that we could live to 125 if we could figure out how to preserve our soft tissues, like our skin. He said, there's no question our organs could live to 125, especially if we support them with the likes of these products. You know, support your heart by giving it 100% blood flow. Support your heart by giving it the constituents, the ingredients it needs, like in the CardioCalm, to repair itself, damaged cells, arrhythmia. You know, the kidney formula, give your body the natural antibiotics and the herbs in combination that support your kidney's own function. He always said that our organs could last easily to age 125. It's the soft tissues that are the issue. And
soft tissue.
Always found that interesting.
What's a soft tissue? Skin? Skin? What else would be a soft tissue?
Yeah, skin, muscle even, I suppose, nerves. This is where we often get damaged. And, of course, our skin, I don't know how much of it is from being in the sun and being weathered, but our skin, it tends to get thin as we become elderly, Daniel. And, you know, you'll bruise very easily, or your skin's actually thin. It can get to you. You might have seen it on an elderly person where it seems like it's paper thin. So, yeah, that's what he was talking about. But our organs, you know, I guess the good news is that we, you know, there are things we can do for ourselves and not have liver and kidney failure and not have a heart failure. These organs are strong muscles and strong tissues, and even our bones. But if we're not getting the nutrients, the minerals, the vitamins and so forth that we need to sustain ourselves, of course, you know, you hear about osteoporosis and arthritis and bone density issues with folks. Well, it wasn't meant to be like that. You know, if we had all the proper foods and ingredients in our natural foods, and if the soil had everything it's supposed to have, I don't believe we'd have a lot of these issues.
We had a guest on yesterday, Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, did some of the products, the OxyLift and the OxySulfur. That's what makes me think of what you're saying, the sulfur that you need. He said something I never really, I mean, I knew this kind of, but I never really connected it. He was talking about the agricultural industry, that there were a lot of subsidies, especially in the 1950s. That's when the federal government really got involved with subsidies. They would pay farmers not to grow things, what have you. Well, one of the side effects of that is, okay, if we're going to pay you not to grow and we're going to pay you certain things to grow, so basically we're controlling you, then you're going to use our fertilizer. And so at that point, a lot of the natural fertilizers, a lot of the natural sulfur that was in that the farmers were using, it went away. It became, you know, NPK, nitrogen, potassium, and whatever the K, I can't remember what the K stands for, but the nitrogen, I don't know, NPK became all the fertilizer. And so all these plants, they'd grow fast, they'd grow green, but they didn't have the sulfur, they didn't have some of these other these minerals that you're talking about, the iron. That's why the iron earth is so important. I never really thought, I knew that, but I didn't really connect it. So about in the 50s into the 60s, the government really got involved what the farmers were using on the soil, and that kind of just snowballed, and now it's to the point where that's all they use. These farmers, you know, that's all they use.
Yeah, well, that's right. The more chemicals on the things that we're eating, you know, never used to be. We didn't have man-made chemicals till we made them. You know, there was only the natural things.
Ah, very good observation there.
What's DuPont? Chemicals for, what's their slogan? DuPont was like chemicals for living or something like
chemicals
that?
Chemicals for your life or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Just for the lower New Jersey. Yeah. Look at the cancer rate down there.
The movie Dark Waters talks about that. The prostate, what goes on with the prostate and the kidney? Is there some similarities? Because I know you're saying that the kidney formula, there are little similarities, and because it's a slow, blood is a slow moving through prostate and kidneys, they act similar. Explain that a little bit.
No, the I've been told before by medical doctors that I once had a problem in my urinary tract and bladder and kidney, that these areas of our body are slow to accept medication. And I remember back then, this is a long, long time ago, my sons were very young, but I remember that, so they stressed to me not to miss a dose of the, this very powerful antibiotic, something I'll never take again, but, that's where I first learned that those organs, and I don't know why, Daniel, that they're slow to accept medication. Maybe it's because they're so busy and so important. I don't know. I really don't know, but,
well, I was curious to find out, you know, we've talked a lot about the kidney, not so much about the prostate. Obviously, it's a new product that we're offering, but the kidney, one of the main things the kidney support formula does from Strauss is it kills bacteria. It kills infection.
That's right.
I was very, that kind of threw me off a little bit. I didn't really expect that.
Well, the same antibiotic type herbs, natural herbs. There are antibiotic herbs in the prostate formula and the bladder when it finally comes out. The Strauss is bringing the bladder formula back, but they also have bacteria killing herbs as part of their formula. So yeah, bacteria is the one issue, and that's the other thing that Strauss would always say is that it's important not to skip doses or be cavalier about taking these formulas, because the bacteria does grow back very quickly. And of course, we can be a part of that too, depending on what we're eating and what we're exposed to and so on and so forth, Daniel. But so he always did stress the same things, that bacteria can grow back so quickly, try not to skip a dose, and is what Jim would always say when it came to prostate, bladder, and kidney.
Well, let me ask you about, you know, obviously I take the heart drops. Now I'm taking the CardioCom. I was taking the kidney. It's all, you know, it becomes kind of odd. Can I mix these? Do I need to stagger them? You know, I'm taking three formulas here. What would be the best way to handle that?
Well, some would tell you, you know, try and leave 20 minutes apart. My mother drove herself crazy with that kind of stuff. I take them all together. I take them at the same time. And I take about 15 different supplements and formulas, and I take them all at once. So I guess it worked for me. Ideally, I suppose you wouldn't do that, but there's only so much time in a day. It used to drive my poor mom crazy when she was trying to leave time in between each, but you don't want this to occupy your day. And it will work anyway, whether it's absorbing under your tongue like the Strauss heart drops or going through your digestive process. It'll get where it's supposed to go, and I wouldn't worry about taking two or three together, Daniel. I always have for 25 years now.
Okay. Well, that's questions that we've had. We've also had questions about the ear lobe, the crease in the ear lobe, that indicator. Of course, Dr. Frank, a Harvard doctor from, I think, 1973, was the first one to make that link. He did a small study where he found an absolutely conclusive link between some kind of heart disease, some kind of heart problem, arterial blockage, and those creases on the ear. We had an email from one of the listeners that they said, I'm 71 years old. I have a crease. I went to my doctor. I don't have any heart problems. And Dr. Rogers all but said that that's not necessarily a complete indicator. Well, that's, to start with, I don't think that's what Dr. Rogers 100% said to start with. But let's talk about this indicator and this crease. And what is the truth about this crease indicator?
Well, and if Dr. Rogers said that, I would certainly disagree, and I doubt she did either.
No, that's not what she said. That's not I interviewed her. I remember that's she said.
Yeah,
well,
I wouldn't have thought so. It was proven at Harvard, and then more recently, 2008 in Denmark, a very large study in Denmark, and it was just as conclusive as was the Harvard study.
Yeah, more so.
Yeah, so it apparently is not 100% accurate with African Americans, with black people, or with Native Indians. The Aboriginal, our original people here in North America, but for the white Caucasians, it's foolproof. And all I'd say to that gentleman that has a crease on an ear but has no heart problems, you just alluded, Daniel, that these things are a process. They take time. Now, if he's only got it on one ear, what Jim Strauss would say is that's the side he has some plaque clogging on. I have both ears with creases in them, so I was clogged on both sides. And my friend that I just saw yesterday from high school the first time in years, boy, I have twin brothers, and I was very close to them for a long, long time. It was great to see them yesterday. And the one has deep creases in both ears. And I'm seeing him on Saturday again. I'm going to be getting him started on heart drops, because he has nothing wrong either as far as he knows. He finished a full, long 42-year career at the steel mill. and goes golfing and everything. And but, you know, it doesn't usually give you notice either, Daniel. I guess I was lucky that I had angina in terms of knowing there was something wrong and maybe not going too hard. It takes your energy away, too, so I couldn't have gone too hard, I guess. But if you got out there and did too much shoveling, you hear a guy's having heart attacks. Well, you know, so many people die suddenly on that first heart attack. It isn't the kind of thing that you want to wait for to decide to do something. And anyone I see, I've told strangers before that, you know, if you've got issues with your heart, and so many of them, of course, have said yes when they have earlobe creases. And the ones that haven't, I just mention it to them and ask them to research it themselves. And it's a heck of a lot easier, the prevention is, Daniel, than the cure when
Absolutely.
It comes to heart attack and stroke, man. Oh, my goodness.
Well, let me tell you a story, ladies and gentlemen, that I think I told last time Wayne was on, but this kind of fits this. I was playing tennis with a gentleman. He was probably, you know, about 60 years old. I'm not sure, but probably about 60. Really thin, supposedly good shape, ran a lot, played tennis. I mean, really, really active. And we were talking, and I said, can I tell you something? I said, you got deep ear creases on your ear. You got a problem. You know, I got to know him a little bit. I just didn't come out and say that, you know. I got to know him a little bit. I said, dollars to donuts, you got a problem, friend. And he said, well, my doctor said that my heart was fine, that everything's fine with my heart. I said, well, doctors lie. that's what I told him. I said, doctors lie, maybe not intentionally, but they're not always true. I told him about the study. I said, that's a pretty, pretty strong indicator that you got some kind of arterial blockage going on. Your heart may be fine. Your heart muscle may be great, but you got some kind of blockage or something going on. And, I got a text back. He went to the doctor. He pressed the issue. They went that further study where they look at his arteries even stronger with the whatever it is, the
angiogram.
The angiogram, yep. All that. They would not let him leave the hospital. He had 99% blockage on one of the major arteries. They would not let him leave the hospital. A couple days later, I got a text. Oh, I'm going into surgery. I'm like, what? And a couple days later, a day later, I don't remember, his wife texted me and said, I would just want to thank you. I think that you probably saved my husband's life. He would have been running in the street and would have keeled over and had a heart attack. And so
I'd like to repeat some information that is shocking if you think about it. Breaks your heart, really, that 80% of heart attack victims will not be pre-advised. We'll get no notice, yep, for one, yep, reason, and that's the cholesterol myth. And that is that your blood cholesterol level, in other words, the cholesterol that they can detect floating in your blood, not stuck in your arteries, not stuck in your veins, not stuck in the little vessels to your eyes or your feet, but in your blood, where it can't hurt you, everything travels in the blood. And if it's excess, it travels in your blood to go to your disposal department. But as long as they rely on that blood cholesterol test, which they do, we're in big trouble, because 8 out of 10 heart attack victims, 80%, it's a landslide, 80% of heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol, like I did. I had perfect blood cholesterol, they would have said. They said when I had angina and everything, that mine was 3.0. It's a different system than the American system, but mine was perfect. Why? It wasn't floating in my blood, Daniel. It was stuck everywhere. And that's what can kill you. So the cholesterol myth is that the blood cholesterol test, the blood cholesterol level, is in any way indicative of your situation with plaque and restricted blood flow. Because the straight truth is, it by fact, it's 80% skewed at a minimum.
Well, that's 80%. Yes, 80% of people who have heart attacks have normal to low blood cholesterol. That's a fact. Or 78 point whatever it is. So almost 80% of the people. Think
they
about
never
that.
Suggested a drug to me, Daniel, until the heart arrhythmia. And then they suggested one that if you miss a day, like that young basketball player years ago, I think from North Carolina or from Duke, had a heart attack right on the court because he thought he'd skip his a heartbeat regulating pill that day and maybe would play better, and his heart gave up on the court. And this pharmacist cautioned me, and I said, gee, don't bother filling that script, Steve. I'm not going to take those. Imagine you miss the bus or forget your pills or something. And I never took one. But they never suggested. My doctor, and he was a wonderful man. I just told you about him. He never recommended statins or blood thinners or anything, despite the fact I was having angina and all the rest of it. Now, I never had an angiogram because I learned they're as dangerous as the open heart surgery, 2% death rate apparently. They go right into a main artery and put that dye. It is a good indicator of where you're blocked, that's for sure, and how much, but itself a dangerous procedure. So, you know, just think of the 80% of heart attack victims whose blood cholesterol level's good, according to the doctor, and they're a heart attack or stroke in waiting.
Well,
they're just waiting.
Let me be clear about what Dr. Rogers said. Dr. Rogers, I brought up that study. What she said was, just because you don't have a crease doesn't mean you don't have problems.
Right.
That's what she said.
Right.
What she was saying, don't just rely on that test. Oh, I don't have a crease, I'm fine. That's what I got from what she said.
That's exactly the truth. That is the truth.
I noticed for me, I didn't have any creases, but I started taking those heart drops, and I'll be darned if my chest, I didn't feel like something was releasing, something was moving in my chest. I obviously had some kind of block. Something was going on.
It's funny, Daniel, the day years and years ago, long before I discovered heart drops, when I read the Harvard article in the magazine, I went and dug out some family photos. And the grandpas and uncles and everybody who died of heart attacks, they had those creases, you know.
Wow.
I saw them on my own ears, and I made plans that it was going to happen to me. I didn't actually do anything else about it, but figure I was going next, and maybe the youngest.
Wayne Elliott, all these products at the Power Mall. Stay tuned. Sheriff Mack on the other side. Got it.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Joy.